Hello. Today I'm going to read you a little story. Just short thought on the power of children's prayers. It is from a booklet, a magazine called The Little Messenger of the Sacred Heart from 1891. And it's from a letter of a sister, an Ursuline sister from St. Labre's Mission in Montana about the powerful prayers of the little Indian children, the native children that she was teaching. And here's what it says. A little uplifting thought for your day. I could give you any number of instances of really wonderful answers to prayer obtained by our Indian children, but I will give only one. Last August, the prairies 12 miles from here caught fire. No one knows how. For 11 days, every man in the neighborhood was out working at the fire, and at the end, 2/3 of them were laid up, and the fire was on the increase. It was over 5 miles long, and I have not heard how many miles wide. No one here bothered about it, for we did not realize how bad it was. On the 11th night, one of the Indian boys took me to a hill where the fire could be seen. It had now reached the timberland, and the hills looked like burning cities. For the first time, I realized what damage was being done, and I said to the children, "Come, children, we will go to the chapel and ask our dear Lord to send rain to put out the fire." We went to the chapel, and they prayed fervently. When we came out, they said, "Mother, will God put the fire out tonight?" "Of course he will," I said. "Have you not asked him to do it?" And with this, the children went off to bed confident that they would be heard. During the night, a heavy wind came up. It began to blow a very hurricane. Anything but what would serve to put out the fire, but no rain. I did not mind, however, for I knew that the fire would be out in the morning. The next day I made inquiries and was told that where the fire was raging, they had had a heavy rainstorm, which had put out the fire. Not a drop of rain had fallen anywhere else. When the cowboys heard that the children had prayed for rain, they did not laugh as one would have expected them to do, and as naturally they would have been tempted to do. They took the matter very seriously on the contrary, and all they said was, "We got rain, sure enough, and it put out the fire." Since my arrival here, 3 times I have seen the prayers of the Indians answered immediately and in a way little short of miraculous. I have great faith in the children's prayers. Lately, they made a novena for a child who, the doctor said, was losing her sight. Her eyes were in a terrible condition. Now they are entirely cured, and cured by the prayers of my little ones alone. Their prayers must certainly be most pleasing to God. So there we see the power of prayer. And of course, little ones and obviously the sister, they have so much faith in our Lord that he, I think, sometimes hates to disappoint them because they're children. And you can see that the sister herself had such faith that God would protect them. So we thank God for the prayers of children, and we ask him, as he said, that the kingdom belongs to such as these, the little ones, and we ask God to give us that kind of a heart that prays with hope and faith, and knowing that our Heavenly Father knows all that we need, and he will take care of us. Let's pray much for everything we see around us, and God will answer our prayers. God bless you. Have a good day.